Hello, you guys. Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. I am so happy to be back. I know it's been a while and I'll explain everything, but I'm just glad to be back. I definitely miss this. It's been way too long. And we just have so many things to talk about. I need to update you about my life and everything that's been happening the past month. And of course, we need to have our girly chats as well. I did take a small break, but I am back and I'll be consistent. But I was talking with my team. Ugh, I hate how that sounds, but I was talking to the people that helped me, you know, run everything in my life. And we were just talking of different ways and different formats that I can do this podcast. And maybe we need to do a little bit of a rebrand, but we will see. I definitely want to hear from you guys as well, but I was thinking of maybe doing this every other week and maybe doing a YouTube video on the weeks that I don't do my podcast or some sort of different format, maybe video and audio. And then I was also thinking about whether I should start having some guests or not. Let me know what you guys think about all of this. And I really want to hear from you and what you guys prefer, because obviously I'd rather do what you guys want me to do. But yeah, we've just been having conversations and just thinking about where we can take this podcast, because I started my podcast last August and I feel like a lot has changed and it's been a wonderful, amazing journey. But also, let's see what's next, like how we can make this better and more enjoyable for you guys and what you guys prefer and what you don't. Like, do you like more chit-chatty videos, or do you prefer I start having guests or Q&As, or what do you guys want is basically what I'm trying to say. But I am back. I'm glad to be back. Not gonna lie, it's been a freaking crazy September. By the time you're gonna be listening to this, it's gonna be October, I believe, but I did not have the best September. I think this was the worst month out of the year for me. It was just small little things that happened that weren't pleasant, to say the least. But listen, we can only go up from here. I'm not complaining. It's just been a difficult month and I'm so freaking ready for October because I love fall. Fall is my favorite season. I thrive in fall. I love the fall outfits and the vibes and the pumpkins and the pumpkin patches and the candles and the baking, all of that stuff I love. So I'm so excited for October. I hope it's better than my September. I'm going to manifest it. It better be better than my September. But also, I don't want to trash my September because I did have some highlights as well. I went to my first brand trip and it was so amazing. I got really lucky because I've heard stories about brand trips that are not the most pleasant and, you know, where not everyone gets along perfectly well. So I was so freaking lucky. I went to Banff in Canada and I had never heard of this place before because I've only been to Canada once. I went to Toronto. No, I went to Montreal and it was so beautiful, but I haven't been back there since like 2018, I believe. So I was so excited to be invited. I went there with 437, which is like an activewear brand. Well, they're expanding to more than activewear, wink, wink, but I was so excited to be there. Everyone was so nice and all the girls were amazing. They were so sweet. And I believe because we were a small group, it was better than those brand trips that are like thousands of girls. It was just like 9 girls and we were all talking and sharing tips. And with a lot of those girls, we've been like internet friends for a while. This sounds so dorky, but we've been following each other for like years now and commenting on each other's photos. So it was so nice to just be with the girls and talk with them. And it's just nice when the person that you see online is exactly, and even better, like 1,000 times better than the person you see in front of you. It's just an amazing surprise. But it was a very wholesome like fall trip. All we did was like wake up at 4 in the morning and we went and watched the sunrise and we hiked and we had healthy, yummy, delicious meals prepared for us by this amazing chef. We did lots of yoga and Pilates with incredible views, spas. My favorite dessert is s'mores, and the last night we had s'mores by the fire and it was just so wholesome. It was basically a wellness retreat. Like, I'm not even joking, it was gorgeous. The only thing I did not like was me going back. It was 9 hours. The flight was 9 hours. I basically lost a day with a time change, but it was worth it, you know? And I'll never complain about a direct flight. I love a direct flight. I don't want to be changing. I don't want to be waiting in airports. I'm always scared that my suitcase is going to get lost. So it is not for me. I was so happy to just be in a direct flight. So I can't complain. And then my mom and my sister came to see me, which was so nice. And my sister's 15. I wish I looked like that when I was 15. I swear teenagers nowadays do not look like we looked when we were teenagers. Like, they are not going through their awkward makeup phase and that should be illegal. I remember doing like a full beat with no freaking eyebrows, and I'm not someone that has eyebrows. Like, I looked crazy. Like, I would literally straighten my hair and like, because I naturally have wavy hair, I wouldn't know how to straighten the back of my hair. So I would literally go to school with straight front pieces and the back was looking so crazy. Like, they do not go through that phase nowadays. Maybe it's TikTok and like they catch up with all the trends and they're more more informed. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's in their water, but my sister does not look 15. But whenever she comes over, she literally leaves with like 5 bags of clothes of mine. All the stuff that I'm not wearing anymore. She always steals my Skims, which rude, but I love it. I literally give her every single thing she asks for. She came with an empty suitcase and left with 2 fully packed suitcases of clothes and shoes and heels because she's only 15. My mom's not buying her heels, but I'm giving her mine secretly. She's the best. Anyways, I digress. I feel like I could keep going on and on. I feel like I'm just catching up with a friend I haven't spoken to in forever. So I digressed. Let's go back in today's episode. Today we're talking about how to be a bad bitch. We are talking all about owning your power and embracing the essence of being a bad bitch. Before I start, I just want to give a quick reminder. Please subscribe if you haven't and share this podcast with anyone you think could use a little bit of boost of self-confidence and just embracing their inner bad bitch. And please don't get this wrong. When I'm saying bad bitch, I'm not saying it about being mean or rude. It's about having that unwavering confidence that whenever you walk in a room, you just own that room. And at the end of the day, you're just unapologetically yourself. It's about knowing your worth and owning that because confidence is like a muscle. You need to train it every single day. It's not something that you just wake up and you're just confident. That does not happen. I wasn't always confident. I was so freaking insecure, especially when I was a lot younger. I had my moments. I was so insecure about everything. Everything was a huge deal to me. And I was scared of just being raw and being myself. Like, I did not want guys to see me without makeup. Like, I remember my ex-boyfriend, I did not want him to see me without makeup. So whenever we slept together, I would sleep with a full face and a lash. And we were at the beach place. Like, it was unacceptable. I would wake up in the morning and put makeup on and then get back into bed. And whenever I had to shower, I would lock the door so I can take the lashes off quickly. I was crazy. I was freaking crazy and insecure. And it had nothing to do with a guy. It only has to do with you. Well, of course, the guy didn't help particularly. He wasn't the nicest person, but it has to do with you. Trust me. You're not going to just magically wake up confident. It's something you need to work every day and be aware of. Because at the end of the day, it is so attractive. Confidence is sexy. We all know that guy that when you see a photo of them, you're like, whatever. And then they walk in the room and you're like, damn, that guy's hot. Because they are confident. Because they're owning who they are. It's more of an energy thing than it is anything else. And I do find that the most confident people are not the ones that look like supermodels. They look like regular people, but they're just confident. And it all starts from within. As I said before, it all starts with knowing who you are and knowing yourself. You're self-aware. You know you're not perfect at everything, but you know your strengths. You know where you shine and you know you're special because you're you. Of course, there's always going to be girls that are prettier than you. There's always going to be girls that are smarter than you, that dress better than you, that have more money than you, that have more status than you. But what makes you you is your superpower, and it's something that nobody can take from you. You are special because you're you, and they can never be that because they're not you. It's as simple as that. Your energy, your aura is unique, but it's all about knowing where your strengths lie, where your weaknesses lie. You're not perfect at everything. No one is. It's all about knowing those things about yourself, but not letting that bring you down. And when I say know yourself, it's more than just like knowing your favorite color. It's knowing who you are in your core, understanding and embracing your beliefs, what makes you you, what makes you angry, what makes you happy, what your values are, what you believe in. And then the element of self-awareness comes in where you learn to understand who you are and you accept who you are with your flaws, with your imperfections, but always striving to be the best version of yourself. And it can be from as innocuous as like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do for fun? To like, literally, what is your life mission? What is your goal in this lifetime? Finding out all those little aspects about yourself is only going to make you love yourself more. And when you love yourself more, that exudes in your confidence and how you present yourself to the world. It's a beautiful, never-ending journey. I truly think that. Wish I could say I'm there yet, but I'm definitely not. I'm literally figuring this out with you guys. I never wanted to come off as if I'm like this preachy person that like has everything figured out and knows everything about herself, because trust me, I do not know fucking shit. I'm literally figuring this thing out with you, I promise. Another tip for confidence is identifying your boundaries and setting strong boundaries with yourself and with others. Know what you need and you know exactly what you want, and you're not going to apologize for it. And I'm not saying it in a way that sounds like cocky or selfish, because it's not that. It's about knowing your boundaries and sticking by them, not letting people walk all over you at the end of the day. Learn to say no. And I am a massive people pleaser. I cannot say no for the life of me. So that's something I am practicing every single day. But it is okay to say no. If something makes you uncomfortable, voice it. If you don't like something, say it. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of, you better say something. The more you're able to set and keep those boundaries, the more confident you're going to be. That is just facts. Confidence and boundaries are like sisters. They're very close to each other. I never want you to think that your needs are not as valid as your friends or your partners or whoever. It's all about really figuring out what exactly triggers you, what upsets you about a situation, and then creating boundaries with that person, with that situation. Don't feel guilty about it. I've had friendships in the past where it was very one-sided. I felt like I was always there for them and I was always by their side no matter what they were going through. But when I was going through a lot, when I was going through joys in my life, important moments and important milestones, or even bad moments, that person, those friendships weren't there for me. That was a sign for me that I need to place some boundaries with certain people and certain friendships and love myself more and respect myself enough to be like, okay, I'm going to take a step back from this friendship because it is not serving me. And did that feel uncomfortable sometimes? Absolutely, it did. But I knew it was the right thing. I had to set some boundaries with certain people that I felt were walking all over me. Another tip, and that is something that Ed Milet says all the time, and it's, I think, one of his most famous quotes because it truly is powerful, and it's, the only way to build self-confidence is by keeping the promises you make to yourself. If you told yourself you're going to wake up and you're going to go to the gym, you wake up and you go to the gym. If you told yourself you're going to work out, if you told yourself you're going to clean the house before you go to bed, you actually clean the house before you go to bed. Anything you promise to yourself, you do. You follow through with that promise. What is the reputation you have with yourself? Are you someone you can rely on, or are you someone that you can say something and then you just won't do it? And because who cares? Because if you can't rely on yourself, then who are you going to rely on? You need to be someone that you can rely on. If you have this positive idea about yourself that you're someone that you can rely on, and anything you promise to yourself, you follow through, and then you actually do that, you signal your brain, I am someone that is reliable. I am someone that I can count on. And eventually those ideas become beliefs and you eventually become this amazing, confident person. And when you make a promise to yourself, you follow through with that. And then you look back and you say, damn, I did that. I promised myself I was going to work out 3 times this week. And guess what? It's Sunday and I worked out 3 times this week. I did that. I am someone that is reliable and I follow through with everything I promised myself. I feel like a great manifestation of this, because we're talking about like being active and stuff, is professional athletes, for example, in the NBA and the NFL. They think they're great, but they actually put in the work. They work out every single day. They work out endless hours. And then they get picked by big teams. They made their dreams come true and they're building their confidence by telling themselves that they can do it, and then they actually do it. I swear, nothing comes close to that feeling of accomplishment, doing something and then you're like, I did that. I made that happen. And then you just make stuff happen so fast. You're like, I can do this in 1 hour, and then you just do it. Start setting little goals every week in your to-do list in the morning, in my manifestation journal, self-plug. You don't actually need to have that, but any journal in your to-do list, please start writing some goals that you want to accomplish, whether it's daily goals or for the week, and then start tackling them. Start with easy goals, nothing that's like too hard. Don't write something that you know there's no chance you're going to achieve. If you're going to write, I'm going to work out every single day this week, and you've never worked out before, it's going to be really hard. Start small and start with things that you know you can definitely do. Again, accomplishing them, checking them off your list will build your confidence. So you can start small or start big, whatever you feel like doing. I definitely have some reoccurring subjects that I always go back to. For me, it's always like meditating is a big one. I really want to meditate every day, but I have to get in the habit of it. So that's just one thing I'm working on. Also, drinking more water. You guys, I think I have like the Simple Modern Stanley Dupe, the big one. And I think it's making me drink less water because it is so huge. Like I know I can't drink 3 of these a day. They're just too big. So I just end up not drinking enough water, which is so bad. I used to be so good at it. When I had the Simple Modern, the really slim ones, that's when I was drinking so much water. So I think I'm going to order a smaller Stanley cup that's more realistic, something I can drink a lot of water, and then I feel a lot more accomplished. Even if it's just one bottle, it just makes me feel better. So I'm scaling my goals. I'm making them a little smaller, but I just do think that they will help me achieve better results. It's all about knowing yourself, knowing how you work best and exactly what you want to do and how you want to make that happen. Which brings me to my next tip, and that is positive self-talk. You need to stop putting yourself down. You need to absolutely stop it with the negative self-talk. Imagine how horrible it is having that tiny voice in your head that keeps telling you that you're never going to make it, you're shit, you're not good enough, your outfit sucks, like the worst things possible. Like, how helpful is that? Let me tell you, not at all. We tend to be our biggest critics when we should be our biggest cheerleaders. There's enough hate in the world and there's enough people that are going to hate on you, they're going to bring you down. Why do you want to be one of them? Would you speak the way you speak speak to yourself, to your best friend? I know the answer, and the answer is you would never. Most likely because she would probably never talk to you again, but also because you don't think those things. So stop thinking negative things about yourself. Stop it with the negative self-talk, because it is not helping you at all. It's not helping any aspect of your life. Give me one good argument of why the negative self-talk is helpful. Start practicing your daily affirmations. I know I say it all the time, but they are powerful. The more you repeat those phrases in your head again and again, the more you're going to believe them. And what I do is I have little post-it notes, and the places that I go to the most, like when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning in the mirror and when I'm making my coffee, I have little post-it notes with affirmations that say beautiful things like I am worthy, I attract love, happiness comes effortlessly to me, I create my own happiness, I am love, I am light, all the beautiful things that I want to tell myself and remind myself. So every single time I look at myself in the mirror, every single time I'm making my coffee in the morning, when I'm brushing my hair or brushing my teeth, doing my skincare, I am reminded of those affirmations. So you should definitely do the same. Check out the spots that you spend the most time in. I think mirror is a good place because you're brushing your teeth, you're doing a lot of things, and you're also looking at yourself. It's powerful telling yourself affirmations when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And whenever you catch yourself saying something negative about yourself, just stop it. Like you see your sister wearing something and you think to yourself, like, I can never pull this off. Immediately stop it with a negative self-talk. Make a mental note. Make a mental note of me being like, literally shut up, stop it right now. You gotta fake it till you make it. I know it's cheesy. Everyone says that, but it is true and it works. Even if you feel like the least confident person, when you walk in a room, shoulders back, and you work that room, you walk in that room like you're in a Beyonce music video. Just pretend, fake it till you make it. Because a lot of the people are just pretending. And the more you fake it, the more you practice it, repetition, 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 eventually you're not even going to need to fake it anymore. It's just going to be who you are. Have a persona the way Beyonce has one, and she's Sasha Fierce. And when she goes on the stage, she's not Beyonce, she's Sasha Fierce. I don't know if she does that anymore. Does she? That was like an old thing. But like, have your like a little stage name. And whenever you need to tap into that bad bitch version of yourself, you have your alter ego, and she's everything that you think you need to be. She has the confidence that you want. She has everything. So embody that version of yourself. Another thing is, a confident girl is never going to try and bring another girl down. A confident girl will never leave a hate comment on a person's page, is never going to write you nasty comments, nasty DMs. If you are putting other girls down, you are not confident. What you put out is a reflection of what's inside. And if you keep putting out hate and you keep putting out negative comments about others, imagine what that says about what's inside your heart. Confident bad bitch knows that there's no competition, and there can be a thousand beautiful, talented, amazing women around you without that being a threatening thing to you. It should only inspire you. There's nothing more confident than bringing people up. When you see a beautiful girl, you compliment her, you tell her how beautiful she looks. That is true confidence. Jealousy is not pretty, and we are not jealous girls. It's in our hands to break the cycle of female competition. It is not attractive, and we are better than that, and we can do better than that. And it always makes me feel so confident, like when I see a gorgeous girl and I compliment her and I try and bring her up, you know? Another tip is, choose your partner wisely. It's what RuPaul says all the time. If you don't love yourself, how the heck are you going to love anyone else? Choose a partner that truly makes you feel like the best version of yourself, that lifts you up, that makes you feel confident. It's not rude to you, that doesn't bring you down, that doesn't say mean things to you, is disrespectful to you. Because at the end of the day, we accept the love we think we deserve. And trust me, you deserve the freaking world. If he's not treating you right, if he's being disrespectful, if he's being rude to you, you absolutely drop him, you put him in his place, and you find someone that cherishes you and celebrates you and treats you like the amazing woman that you are, or man. I'm here to tell you that you deserve the best. Do not settle for the bare minimum, and certainly do not settle for someone who is disrespectful and doesn't value your emotions, who you are as a person, and at the end of the day is not bringing the best version of yourself. You should be glowing and becoming that dream person when you're with that guy. You shouldn't be declining. Who is the rapper that said some girls are dating their biggest haters? And I do believe that's true. Like, those guys that are not letting them shine, they're not letting them post what they want to post, they keep bringing them down and disrespecting them, and it is time for us to change that. You are the price. You don't go to dates thinking, is he gonna like me? You go to dates thinking, am I gonna like him? That is how it is. I want you to get that engraved in your head next time you're on a date. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed my tips. I wanted to give you a little fall pep talk. I feel like we could all use it. I could definitely use that as well. I'm now going to go make myself a chamomile tea. I always drink chamomile tea before I go to bed. I tried doing peppermint because people were like, oh, it's better for you. But I didn't like it. I love my chamomile tea and I've been having this little tea tradition since high school and I love it. So I'm going to go make my tea and then edit this podcast. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this and to be back in the game. I hope you're having the best day whenever, wherever you're listening to this. And I can't wait to speak to you again. When I speak to you again, let's figure this out. I love you.